Well, hello everybody. Hello and welcome to Essex Church, where this gathered community of Kensington Unitarians has its home. We're here today to celebrate Christmas in traditional ways with singing and silence, listening to words both ancient and contemporary that tell of the birth of the Christ child, of the strength of innocence and the power of the vulnerable. We're also here, I think, to reclaim the mythic and symbolic elements in Christmas traditions that call out at this time of the year, this dark time, call out for light and warmth and good cheer, for gathering together with others. Ours is not an off-the-peg faith. We're each of us building and rebuilding our faith, losing and finding our faith, working to make sense of life, searching for ways to best use the gifts we bring to the world. And we're helped in these tasks of the Spirit by gathering with one another, celebrating life, nurturing connection, acknowledging life's challenges, and affirming that we are part of something greater than ourselves. Our chalice is lit, sending a message of acceptance, justice, and love into the world. May its light help rekindle the light of others. And so I invite you to join in singing our first carol, which is on this order of service. So come, all ye faithful, joyful and triumphant. Are very fortunate today to have our very own young St. Lucia, or is it Santa Lucia or St. Lucy, with us today. Her name has many translations because she has been and continues to be important in so many parts of the world. Her day is December the 13th, and especially in Sweden and other Scandinavian countries, as well as in the southern parts of Italy, she is well and truly celebrated. I wonder if you know her story, because it is one of bravery. It's entirely appropriate that Greta is St. Lucy today. Bravery in the face of tyranny, bringing food, as she did, to those who were hiding from persecution, and traditionally wearing a wreath of candles so that she could hold more food for the needy in her hands. Only modern day health and safety concerns have changed that bit of our telling of this story. And so generous is Santa Lucia that I'm now asking her to hand out our gifts to our children's group. Let me take the light. And we'll look forward to seeing you all later as we sing our next carol. Hark, the herald angels sing, glory to the newborn King.
The Nativity story from the Gospel of Matthew. Now, when Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born, King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and we are come to worship him." When Herod the king had heard these things, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And when he had gathered all the chief priests and scribes of the people together, he demanded of them where Christ should be born. And they said unto him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah, for out of thee shall come a governor that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, when he had secretly called the wise men, inquired of them diligently what time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search for the young child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I may come and worship him also." When they had heard the king, they departed, and lo, the star which they saw in the east went before them till it came and stood over where the young child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And when they were come into the house, they saw the young child with Mary his mother, and fell down and worshipped him. And when they had opened their treasures, they presented him with gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned by God in a dream that they should not return to Herod, they departed into their own country another way.
This prayer focuses on the United Nations International Human Rights Day, which was on yesterday. And the United Nations High Commissioner for Human Rights, Zaid Raed Al Hussein, wrote this year that it's time for each of us to step up for human rights, that there is no action that is too small. Wherever you are, you can make a difference. Together, let's take a stand for more humanity. Let's take that hope from the United Nations as we recognise and affirm International Human Rights Day. This 68-year-old Universal Declaration of Human Rights asserts that all human beings are born free and equal in dignity and with rights applicable to all. So let us pray for a world in which freedom and equality are realities rather than aspirations. A world in which the strong care for the weak. The rich share their good fortune for the betterment of all. And the powerful use their power with wisdom and restraint. Let us give thanks for the freedoms we oft-times take for granted and commit ourselves once more to the task of creating a more just and humane society for all beings. And so in a short time of silence now, I invite you to think of the people and the places in your own life or in the life of the world where there is in suffering or injustice, that your loving concern might touch those in need and inspire you with ways in which your love might make a difference. And as we move into this festive season, I pray that each of us may find our way through the noise and the turmoil of days ahead to the true meaning of Christmas for each of us, to quieter joys and peacefulness, finding a chance to stop for a while and to go deeper. May we find the songs that sing in our own hearts, our own particular tune. And may we remember that the most important gifts will never be wrapped and placed under a Christmas tree. May we be brave enough for life and for love and be guided in our search through darkness and doubt until we find a faith that knows no place or season, an inner peace containing both our vulnerabilities and our strengths. Amen. Amen. Our next carol is I Heard the Bells on Christmas Day, and it speaks of this yearning for peace on earth.
Thank you. This reading is entitled, What Are You Here For? It is by Quinn Caldwell. If you came to this place expecting a tame story, you came to the wrong place. If you came for a story that does not threaten you, you came for a different story than the one we tell. If you came to hear of the coming of a god, who only showed up so that you could have a nice day with your loved ones, then you came for a god whom we do not worship here. For even a regular baby is not a tame thing. And goodness that cannot threaten complacency and evil is not much good at all. And a god who would choose to give up power and invincibility to become an infant for you certainly didn't do it just so that you could have dinner. But if you came here because you think that unwed teenage mothers are some of the strongest people in the world, if you came here because you think that the kind of people who work 3 jobs, doing stuff you'd rather not do, might attract an angel's attention before you, snoring comfortably in your bed would. If you came because you think there are wise men and women to be found among undocumented travelers from far-off lands, that they might be able to show you God. If you came here to hear a story of tyrants trembling whilst the heavens come to peasants. If you came here because you believe that God loves the animals as much as the people, and so made them the first witnesses to the saving of the world. If you came here for a story of reversals that might end up reversing you. If you came here for a tale of adventure and bravery, where strong and gentle people win, and the powerful and violent go down to dust, where the rich lose their money but find their lives, and the poor are raised up like kings. If you came here to be reminded that God loves you too much to leave you unchanged. If you came here to follow the light, even when it blinds you. If you came here for salvation and not for safety, then, my dear friends, you are in the right place.
Thank you.
We're moving into the meditative time of our service now. There's going to be some spoken words to lead us into meditation. That'll be followed by a few minutes of silence. That comes to an end with a chime from our bell. And then we'll have our next carol, which is going to start with a solo verse, and we'll remain seated when we sing Once in Royal David's City. So do whatever you need to do to be comfortable now. Sometimes people like to put things down or close their eyes, feel your feet on the floor. Take one of those breaths that allow you to just let go for a bit. As we join our hearts and minds together in a spirit of meditation and prayer. In the hope that these moments of quiet can lead us to the heart of this season, where we will find peace. May we breathe deeply of peace in this quiet place, relaxing into its warmth. Knowing that we are safe here and now. Opening our hearts to the story of this season. Like the wandering couple, may we find that our greatest trials connect us with our greatest joys. Like the busy innkeeper, may we find ways to be of help to others. Like the animals that gathered around the manger, may we be silent witnesses to the unfathomable glory of life. Like the shepherds on the hill, may we know that we need never be afraid. Like the travelling wise ones, may we always have the courage to follow our stars. And like the angels, may we cry peace to a troubled world. And may this season of peace and goodwill nudge our world towards its ideals, for then will Christmas truly dawn. And let us now rest together in the fellowship of shared stillness and silence together. And it came to pass in those days that there went out a decree from Caesar Augustus that all the world should be taxed. And all went to be taxed, every one into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son, and wrapped him in swaddling clothes, and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them at the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afeard. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you great tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe, wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host, praising God and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill towards all. And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into heaven, the shepherds said one to another, Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which is come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us. And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the baby lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the saying which was told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at those things which were told them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. God rest ye. if you've had a lifetime of singing carols, you might notice that we Unitarians are not averse to tweaking some of the lyrics, and I can only apologise to the choir that we didn't tell them that we'd tweaked some of the lyrics. I remember when I was younger thinking that they were sacred texts, some carol lyrics, and only much later realising that certain Victorian gentlemen had probably written most of them for us. Yes, when I was a child, I'm pretty sure that the carol we just sing was called God Rest Ye Merry Gentlemen, Let Nothing Ye Dismay, when those particular lyrics were written to a much older carol tune back in those Victorian times. It was not that women were dismay-free. No. Apparently they could do dismay as well as any man. But they were living in patriarchal times, and the term men was thought quite sufficient to imply all humanity. It's just that some humans were worth more than others, had more privileges than others, and were generally in charge of the show. Now, I'm pleased that in more gender-fluid times and in our Unitarian community, where we affirm the equal worth and dignity of all, I'm glad that we do a bit of carol lyric tweaking and sing words of encouragement to all gentle folk. But of course, the line continues, God rest ye merry gentle folk, let nothing you dismay, for Jesus Christ our Saviour was born on Christmas Day. Now, we know the truth, that the nativity story of the birth of baby Jesus did not appear in any written records before the 2nd century AD. But carols are not dealing with that kind of truth, are they? We're at the deeply mythic, symbolic level when it comes to the nativity narrative. And mythic tales are tales worth retelling because they sink deep into the human psyche and we then inhabit the story. We've heard the gospel narratives. We could explore at length their contradictions, their historical inaccuracies, their unlikely elements. But it doesn't stop us, does it? It doesn't stop us taking in the imagery, the inner truth of a God choosing to be born in human form as a vulnerable baby with a young mother in a far-flung outpost of the Roman Empire, born in the lowliest of places, a crib for his bed, worshipped first by animals and shepherds, worshipped by the ordinary people as well as by the wise ones who bend their knee in adoration for a defenceless child. When we sing today of Jesus Christ our Saviour, for some of us here that will be our truth, our faith. For others of us, there is nothing for us to be saved from in this world. Or there may be everything to be saved from in this turbulent and oft times destructive form of life we humans have created here on earth. But that is coupled with responsibility, that what we've created, we must also resolve. The humanist elements of our Unitarian faith usefully remind us of our creative potential for both good and ill, and remind us of our shared responsibility to do what we can to create peace here on earth and to create the possibility of a life of equality and justice for all. I think that's worth singing about. Yes. Amen. So let's indeed sing. Ding dong merrily.
Oh,
now going to take a collection which seems entirely appropriate, which is for the Refugee Council. This was Carolyn's suggestion. They are doing such important work with people who find themselves in often unwelcoming places and communities. They've lost everything, their lives will never be the same. This collection will help make a bit of a difference for them. So let's be as generous as we feel able. We're going to sing now our closing carol, Joy to the World, for Peace Shall Come. Let this be our refrain. Gifts to the world need not be grand or expensive or cleverly wrapped. Our gift to the world is our humanity, with all its flaws and foibles. It's our willingness to be real, our willingness to touch and to be touched, to admit our mistakes and confusions and to begin again in love. Over and over again. Let us be generous givers of such priceless gifts, and may warmth and light be with you in the weeks ahead. Amen. Go well and blessed be. thank you, all of you, and particularly Peter, thank you so much. I know how much work you've put into this. Appreciate it.